ninth parak of the ninth Mishnah. She was always would see she'd have these bodily reactions. Let's say she had a thing of coughing. So she knows that when she starts coughing, that from the beginning of that bout of coughing, the dam comes out. Then kol tashras to b'seichel veses tmeis. Then anything she saw, any tyrants that she touched in the period of time when she started coughing until she actually was sure that she saw, she has to be concerned, she saw within that period of time. But if it's safe vessels called tyrus, she also betechaves tyrus. If she knows that she coughs for 5 minutes, at the end of 5 minutes she starts seeing, so even though she started coughing, if afterwards she touched tyrus within that period of time before the end of the 5 minutes, they'll be torn, because we know that she never sees before the end of the 5 minutes of coughing. He says vessels not only from the experience that her body goes through, but it's also from different days and hours. If this woman, she always see a Neitzachama, she sees in the beginning of Neitzachama, sun after sunrise, so the night before she is Tahara. The day is split in half in respect to vestas, it goes by sunrise and sunset. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Kol Hayoyim Shelo. Yeah, that, which means that that if Neitzachama passed by and she didn't see, then the day afterwards she is Tahara. But he says the night beforehand she is Asa. Why? Because according to this explanation, she sees at the end of the night, and therefore, since she sees at the end of the night, so her vessel is a night vessel, not the daytime, and therefore, as we said before, when the day comes, she'll be tired. So according to this, if you say go by Sho'os, if she always sees even at Neit, right before Neitzachama, she'd only be also for that hour, and she won't be also for the rest of the night. If you say that you have to pick a half a day, then she sees right before sunrise, so she'll be also for that entire half a day of the night, but in the daytime she'll be right.